This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac, with the fourth week of early fall and the second week of the corn harvest moon. The Big Dipper at midnight tells the progress of the year. When the Dipper lies tight against the northern horizon, then the northern hemisphere has left summer behind. Leaves are turning and birds are migrating. Wildflower time is closing and the farm and garden year is coming to an end. The season of middle, early, and late autumn passes through your habitat. When the Dipper lies in the east at midnight, then the corn and soybeans have been cut and tomatoes are all picked and pumpkins fed to sheep and goats and all the leaves are down and the nights are the longest of the year. Early winter, deep winter, and late winter turn with the Dipper as it circles Polaris. When the Big Dipper has traveled far into the center of the sky above you in the middle of the night, then pasture season moves north from the Gulf of Mexico and snowdrops bloom and robins and cardinals sing before sunrise. Early, middle, and late spring arrive. When the Big Dipper is in the west, then fledglings pester their parents for food and fireflies light up the humid evenings and the chants of cicadas and crickets and katydids complement the birdsong. The warmth of early, middle, and late summer brings the highest tide of flowers and the sweetest fruits of earth. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fifth week of early fall. In the meantime, find the Big Dipper and watch it turn the season and bring you sweet fruit.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.